at apparel of a true man of the cloth. A case of o tempora o mores, I suppose.
What's that mean?
Dean was fascinated as ever by the old man's more arcane sayings.
Betweens, young man, that the times they are a-changing, but they are not necessarily a-changing for the best.
The time lock opened, and the lid of the capsule began to slide smoothly upward.
He's so clean!
The top ceased moving, and there was a moment of nothing. The young man's eyes remained firmly closed, though they could all see his chest was rising and falling with a regular respiration.
Michael, it's time for you to wake up.
The eyes fluttered, but didn't open. But his lips moved.
Time for compline, Brother Athanasius?
I'm afraid that I must have dozed off for a moment. 100 Hail Marys for me.
Open your eyes, Michael.
Doc glanced at the others.
He'll be very shocked when he comes around.
Ryan nodded.
Sure. Wake up, Michael.
The eyes opened, showing long lashes. A faint smile came to the young man's lips as he looked at the staring circle of faces.
I see I'm not in my cell, sleeping, and none of you seem to resemble good old Brother Athanasius. So who are you and where am I?
Names come a little later. Your name is Michael Brother?
The smile widened.
No.
No?
No.
Then what are you called?
I think the question should be coming from me, but at least I'll solve this riddle for you. It's not Michael Brother.
Of course. You're called Brother Michael, aren't you?
The man's smile began to fade.
Yes, I am. But this is not the retreat. No part of it. You've drugged me and removed me from my own brothers.
No, we mean you no harm. Look, do you want to get up from there?
Yes, my thanks to you.
Even lying flat on his back, he managed a courteous bow. He took Ryan's hand to pull himself upright, swinging his legs out onto the floor, and standing without the least sign of discomfort.
You feel okay?
Okay? Yes, I think I feel okay, as you put it. Thank you.
Best thing is that we go through into the other room here. And we can tell you who we are, where you are, what's been going down.
The young man nodded.
Though I am very much an innocent in the ways of the world, even I can tell that there is something strange about you and about this place. I shall be glad to hear your stories, brother. Very glad.
Michael glanced around him with a wide-eyed curiosity. As he started to follow Ryan, he stumbled and nearly fell. Mildred went to steady him, but he pulled away, knocking a chair spinning into the wall.
No! You must not be touched by a woman! Not ever!
Mildred glanced at Ryan, who'd whirled around and half-drawn his Sig Sauer.
It looks like we'll have plenty to talk about.
Ryan had done most of the talking, helped out by Doc on some of the more technical elements of the time-trawling operation. Brother Michael sat and listened to them with a patient smile on his face. It occurred to Christy that he would have put the same expression in place if he'd been humoring a band of fairly harmless lunatics. The young man didn't speak at all, simply nodding now and then, glancing from face to face, as if to reassure himself that everyone was going along with the same bizarre jest. Finally, Ryan had finished. He looked at the newcomer's bland disbelief, aware that he might just as well have been pushing water uphill for the past hour.
That's it. You know who we are, where we are, and when we are. Anything you want me to run over again for you? Anything you don't understand?
I don't understand everything. I do understand nothing.
Should I go through it all again for you?
No. We have been told of the temptation of the Blessed Anthony. This must be something like that. But why I should have the honor of being so selected is something beyond my poor comprehension.
This may be a lot for you right now. You're probably clinically in deep shock. But you mustn't block out what's happened to you, son. Believe me.
Oh, I believe some things. I believe that your names are Ryan Cotter, Dean Cotter, J.B. Dix, Abe, and Doc Tanner.
He avoided looking at the two women.
And Christy and Mildred.
Well, that's a start.
I believe that Matins is followed in the day by Prime. Prime is followed by Terse. Terse by Sext. And Sext by Known. Known comes before Vespers. And after Vespers, it ends with Compline. So the day runs. And the one before it, and the one after it. Every day, exactly the same.
Those are what are known as the canonical hours. Brother Michael's day would have been split up by those set periods of worship. Is that right?
Yes, it is. You have a certain wisdom beneath that grizzled pate.
Well, thank you, young fellow, for that wholehearted vote of approval.
I do not believe your evil lies about being taken from my own time and placed to a ruined world 100 years in the future. I cannot believe that. I will not believe that.
Ryan realized that the teenager was on the brink of tears.
Why should we lie to you, son? When we get out of here, we should be somewhere near where old Chicago was. Then you'll see for yourself that we're telling you nothing but the whole simple truth.
The retreat of No Vanity? Where I was taken on the 10th day of my life and where I've lived ever since? You say it is gone. That Brother Athanasius is old bones. Wise Brother Cadfael sleeps now with the worms. Abbot Padraig gone? No!
Ryan reached to touch Brother Michael on the arm, but his hand was brushed away by the young man, moving with an unbelievable speed of reflex.
You see that, Ryan?
No. I felt him move, but I never saw it. He's very fast.
Of course I am fast. As a student of Tao Tein Do, I have trained my body to do what I wish.
Brother Michael?
Yes, child?
The acolyte favored Dean with a broad smile.
What is it?
You think we're making this up about Deathlands? So where do you think you are if we're making it all up?
There was a flicker of doubt across his serene face. His eyes narrowed slightly.
I don't know.
No point taking this further, Michael.
I prefer my proper name of Brother Michael, if you don't mind, Ryan Cotter.
I don't mind, but we have to get moving out of this redoubt. Then maybe tonight we can talk some more. And you can tell us all you know about the world you've just left.
Nil Vanity, you mean?
No. No, the world outside it.
Michael smiled, again with that patronizing expression of having to suffer fools.
Simply answered. I knew nothing at all about the world outside.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You never went outside?
Never.
Vids, TV, books, papers, mags?
Ryan couldn't believe their rotten luck. Brother Michael shook his head to every question.
Knowledge of worldly matters is totally forbidden. I am as a child, and I see as a child, and I think as a child. Only then can I properly serve the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Whoa! Have we trawled us a triple dickhead?
Brother Michael was content to walk back with them through the vast, echoing emptiness of the redoubt, glancing from side to side, and occasionally shaking his head as if he were living through some involved private joke, until they neared the outer level where the garage was situated. He stopped, holding up his hand.
I wish to pray for guidance. I am beginning to believe your tales, and that is foolish and wrong.
Sure, if it makes you feel better, Brother Michael.
The young man dropped to his knees in the center of the neon-lit passage, revealing the dusty, hard soles of his feet, making it clear that he had probably never worn shoes in his young life.
Blessed Father, guide my steps. I am lost in the valley of the shadow, and I fear evil. Show me if these men and... these men are honest and are what they say. Lord, I beg you.
He stood and brushed flakes of dirt off his bare legs.
Better?
I don't know, Mr. Dix. I don't think I know anything, you see.
Was there never any evil in the place you've come from?
No.
None in 19 years?
No, woman. Apart from one or two times when the sin of theft had sneaked into our portals.
That was all?
Wait. No. I do seem to recall a murder.
One?
Two. I think, perhaps three. And there have been occasions when lust and perverted depravity have encouraged the brothers into wicked ways, both with each other and sometimes with our animal kindred.
Oh! Does he mean what I think he means? Animals!
Abe was about to slap the youth on the shoulder from behind, but Michael dodged it easily.
Whoa! Thieves, killers, sheep, shaggers, you'll fit in real good in the Deathlands.
Ryan and Christy had fallen to the back of the group, talking quietly about their new recruit.
Wish there was some way we could convince him we're telling the truth.
If we really are near Chicago, then the ruins might make him believe that we're truly on the side of the angels.
Ryan didn't reply for a while.
I never seen anyone so quick with his hands.
I haven't either. Do you think it's this strange skillet mentioned on the comp screens? The one with the funny name?
Could be. If he stays with us, I figure we'll find out.
At least Doc's happy. Look at him talking away there, 19 to the dozen.
Doc was walking right alongside the teenager, head half turned, speaking insistently to him, Christy smiled.
Looks like he's telling secrets.
Right.
Ryan was unable to decide quite why he felt a pang of unease at seeing Doc locked so tight to Brother Michael. The internal